Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It's about that time. Welcome to another edition of WKAR's Current Sports. It is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. And if you're just now tuning in to this week's Current Sports and didn't chime in yesterday, happy July to you. That's right. July is here. July is upon us. We are 2 days away from the holiday. And speaking of the holiday, I want to give you guys a heads up that this will be the final live edition of WKAR's Current Sports. From Wednesday until the end of the week, we will have three best of shows that we will have for you all right? So last live edition of the show, taking some time off to go down to Florida to see my mom and stepdad and my little sis. And Jack Kerwin and Connor Mathis and Alec Rio, they will be away as well. But happy Tuesday to you guys. We plan on ushering you all into the holiday weekend that is to be with another fantastic edition of WKAR's Current Sports. It's a great Tuesday, you know, a bit rainy. You know, rain expected on and off throughout the afternoon. You know what? Real quick here. I got to get this off my chest. Jack Kerwin, behind the glass, engineer of today's Current Sports. Jack, dude, the mosquitoes have been crazy so far, haven't they? I mean, just incredibly annoying. You know, it's been so nice, but this past weekend, you know, I wanted to walk the dog, you know, spend some time outdoors, you know, meditate a little bit. And I'm walking the dog, and I could not spend more than like 10 minutes outside because I was being attacked by mosquitoes. Am I the only one experiencing that right now?
No, not even a little bit. The best is when you're working at a restaurant and you're closing down the outdoor section of the restaurant, and especially when it gets late at night and the sun goes down and the mosquitoes seem to be out even more, and you're just getting ripped apart for, you know, 30 minutes while you're doing everything before you can go home for the night.
Oh my goodness. So I can imagine you have multiple mosquito bites.
Oh, right? Yes. All of us servers at the restaurant, we all have a ton. It's brutal.
It's crazy. I got like three on my leg, you know, one on my back, one on my neck. It's just insane. And you know what? Somebody just actually hopped in my DMs and sent me this story courtesy of WKAR.org. And bad news. Bad news, folks. The title of this piece is called Mosquitoes in Michigan Expected to Increase Soon. So, yeah, we're not going to get let up when it comes to this mosquito problem here in Michigan. So, yeah, a lot of bug spray, folks. A lot of bug spray. All right. Well, great show coming your way. A few things I want to touch on. Yesterday was, of course, centered on NBA free agency. And we talked a lot about, you know, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and DeAndre Jordan heading to the Brooklyn Nets. We talked about the Golden State Warriors dynasty and debated whether or not it's officially over now. And we invited Diamond Leung, former Michigan State sports reporter, former Golden State Warriors beat writer, and now an editor for The Athletic. Out in New York City. He joined us live from Manhattan to get his thoughts on NBA free agency and what the reaction is out in New York City concerning the big KD move. But today I want to touch on Derrick Rose and the Detroit Pistons. I meant to do that yesterday, but we got so caught up in the big moves of NBA free agency. This is a big move for Detroit Pistons fans out there, including me. And I'll kind of give you my thoughts on whether or not this move is going to be a successful one for the Pistons, why they decided to make this move, and what is the future outlook of the Pistons come next season. Also, as promised, I'm going to give brief thoughts on Hunter Rison now playing at a junior college. He'll be playing JUCO football come next season. Of course, Hunter is a transfer from Michigan State football program, the Michigan State football program, to the Kansas State football program, and now is going to be playing JUCO. So, thoughts on that. Also, there are some early odds when it comes to the college football world, and the University of Michigan has better odds to win a national championship than Ohio State. So we'll dive into that a bit. And also some more news concerning Colin Kaepernick and Nike. All right, so a lot to get to. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News and comment there. Comment below that live stream. You can also tweet us, tweet the show at WKAR News. Tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR. Here are your quick hit headliners. Okay, Michigan's first ever men's professional tennis tournament is coming to the Lansing area. How about this? The Capital City Tennis Classic, which is an entry-level International Tennis Federation-sanctioned tournament, will debut this fall, November 17th to the 24th, so around Thanksgiving, at Michigan State's indoor tennis facility. Now, the tournament, which will include prize money of $15,000, is the first in the state on the men's side. So, again, the Capital City Tennis Classic coming to Lansing, Michigan, the first ever pro tennis tournament. Awesome stuff there. All right, Michigan State wrestling head coach Roger Chandler announced yesterday that longtime assistant and Spartan alum Chris Williams has been promoted to associate head coach. An All-American during his wrestling career at Michigan State, Williams previously served as an assistant coach at MSU for 8 years under Tom Minkle and 3 years under Roger Chandler. Now, this is what Chandler had to say in a press release. Quote, "I knew when Chris came back to Michigan State 3 years ago that he was the perfect fit to help take this program to the next level. Chris embodies what it means to be a Spartan and has very high expectations and goals for every student athlete. He brings a tireless work ethic every day and truly has a passion for coaching, which is evident in the development of our team." So again, Roger Chandler, head coach of the Michigan State wrestling team, promoting longtime assistant Chris Williams as associate head coach. Okay, and some news concerning two track and field stars for the Michigan State track and field team. I saw this news break actually around like 11 a.m. today. Big ups to sophomore track and field athletes Sophia Franklin and Jeremiah Evans, who will compete this week in the 10th annual NCACA, that being the North Central American and Caribbean Athletics U23 Championships that will be taking place out in Mexico. That's right, Mexico, July 5th to the 7th. Now, Evans will be competing in the discus on Friday. Franklin will begin action in the pole vault On Saturday, Evans completed a strong sophomore campaign at Michigan State, earning his first team All-American honor in the discus in May, finishing ninth. At the Jesse Owens Classic in April, Evans set the school record, finishing first with a heave of 61.22 meters. He also finished second in the discus at the Big Ten Championship in May. And Franklin's solid sophomore year started during the indoor season, in which he won the Big Ten pole vault title with a school record vault of 4.19 meters. Her record-breaking success continued during the outdoor season, breaking the outdoor MSU record as well with a vault of 4.37 meters at the Spartan Invitational in April. Now, she also finished third at the Big Ten Championship and advanced to the NCAA East Preliminary Round. So congratulations to Sophia Franklin and Jeremiah Evans. Good luck out in Mexico. All right, less than a week after Michigan's season ended in the College Baseball World Series Championship, junior outfielder Jordan Brewer is now a member of the Houston Astros organization. The Big Ten Player of the Year signed yesterday with the Astros, who selected him in the third round of the MLB draft last month. The odds makers have fallen in love with the Michigan football team this upcoming season. Despite recent struggles in big games, Jim Harbaugh's Wolverines will be one of the favorites to make major noise this fall. U of M is 12-1 to win the national title. That's according to the Superbook USA odds released yesterday. Now, those odds are better than any other Big Ten team, including Ohio State, listed at 14-1 to win the national title. Oh, I got some thoughts on that. When it comes to Michigan State is 16th on Athlon's list. Yeah, keep it locked for that conversation. All right, Kentucky's men's basketball guard and son of University of Kentucky basketball program head coach John Calipari, Brad Calipari, his son, announced on Twitter yesterday afternoon that he will transfer to Detroit Mercy. So the son of Kentucky head basketball coach John Calipari, Brad, will be playing for Detroit Mercy. This is what Brad Calipari said in a Twitter video announcing his decision. Quote, "It has always been a dream of mine to make a major impact on the court at the college level. I believe the best opportunity for me to do that is at the University of Detroit Mercy." And also, new Detroit Pistons guard Derrick Rose, his nephew, the nephew of Derrick Rose, Dwayne Rose Jr., is also joining the Titans hoop program. The 6'3" guard announced on Twitter that he will be also attending Detroit Mercy. So how about that? Some big names coming from Big Stock joining Detroit Mercy's hoop program. All right. Valtteri Fipula is back in Hockey Town on a 2-year.
Pretty good.
Is that pretty good? Was that good, Jack? Did I nail that name?
Fipula. Pretty good.
Fipula. Okay.
Pretty good.
He is back in Hockey Town on a 2-year, $6 million deal. The 35-year-old last played for the Detroit Red Wings in the 2012-2013 season. Oddly enough, that was the last time the city of Detroit witnessed a playoff series victory when the Wings defeated the Anaheim Ducks in 7 games. The Wings also signed defenseman Patrick Nemeth to a 2-year, $6 million deal in anticipation of them losing 3 of their defensemen at this time next year, when Jonathan Erickson, Trevor Daley, and Mike Green's contracts all expire. So, real quick, behind the glass, Jack Kerwin, I know you're a big hockey guy. You are a diehard Detroit Red Wings fan. What do you think of these free agent signings for the Detroit Red Wings?
Let's put it this way, Al. In all of free agency yesterday, I saw exactly 2 contracts that I actually liked, that I thought were good contracts. But to the Red Wings' credit, they didn't sign any bad contracts. They're low term and low dollars, so I got no issue with that. And you know what? They have a really good center prospect, but he's not ready to play center for the Red Wings yet, so that's why they bring in Valtteri Fipula. And Patrick Nemeth gives them a little bit of security for the reason I laid out for you in the headliners. They got 3 defensemen all set to come off the books this time next year.
Gotcha. So reading the tea leaves here, these are all safe moves. Safe moves here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. These aren't going to you know, propel the Red Wings anywhere close to a playoff spot. But these will be guys that'll be able to come in and help out while the young guys are developing in the minors.
Awesome. Okay, now to the Detroit Pistons. Free agent Tim Frazier has agreed to a one-year, $2 million contract with the Pistons. His agent, Mark Bartlestein, confirmed that news to the Detroit Free Press. Now, it's a veteran minimum deal for Frazier. Frazier, 6'1", weighs 170 pounds. He averaged 5.3 points, 4.2 assists on 36% shooting from deep in 59 games last year with the New Orleans Pelicans as well as the Milwaukee Bucks. So the Pistons adding a third point guard to that roster with the signing of Tim Frazier. The Detroit Tigers will start a three-game set against the Chicago White Sox on the road tonight. First pitch at 8:10 p.m. And sad news here. Again, this is one of those stories that really just turn your stomach upside down when you read it. Tyler Skaggs, a 27-year-old pitcher, he was found dead in his hotel room in Texas. No foul play is suspected, and police are still investigating. It has really left the baseball world and just overall sports world stunned and mourning the loss of one of its own. This is what the LA Angels said in a statement. It is with great sorrow that we report that Tyler has passed away earlier today in Texas. Again, this statement being released yesterday. Quote, Tyler has and always will be an important part of the Angels family. Our thoughts and prayers are with his entire family during this devastating time. And yesterday's game against the Texas Rangers was also postponed. But again, just 27 years old, folks. Gone way too soon. Okay, to less important matters as we keep the show rolling here, if you would like to be a part of this Tuesday edition of Current Sports, again, the final live edition of the show, the rest of the week after today will be best of editions of Current Sports. So call in 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News and comment below the live stream there. And you can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Okay, so, folks, that wasn't planned, and I think that's probably the very first time that we've ever hit that first break immediately after the quick hit headliners. Jack Kerwin, engineer of this Tuesday edition of Current Sports. Jack, you just had a quick trigger there. You all right back
there? Yeah, it's my bad, listeners. We'll try to rebound as the hour goes on.
It's hilarious, though. All of a sudden, I'm getting ready here to go right into our first topic, and Jack just chimes in and says, we just hit our first break, Al. That's hilarious. That's so funny. Okay, so I got one more break in the bag, then. Thank you, Jack, for that. All right, folks, happy Tuesday to you. It's a beautiful one here in mid-Michigan. I know rain on and off throughout the day, but still, temperatures in the 80s. I'm loving it. I'm loving summer here in mid-Michigan, just 2 days away from the July 4th holiday. Really wishing a great one to you and your family and friends. Celebrate responsibly, right? You know, every time around this year, we know what happens, right? You know, you want to break out the fireworks and celebrate. You know, I do it every year as well. But be safe, because every year I turn on the news and there are just countless fireworks accidents that happened across this great nation. So be safe. Just be safe.
Don't pull a Jason Pierre-Paul.
Right. We don't want a JPP happening this year. And I remember even like, do you remember like 2 years ago, Jack, where there was that local meteorologist in Detroit who had a fireworks accident that was very serious, man? Like, the fireworks, I think, like, blew up in his face, and he had to go on leave for a long time. So, it happens, man. Just celebrate responsibly. You know, just please celebrate responsibly. That's all I'm going to say.
Are you a fireworks guy?
I am, man. My family, we do it every year. We do it every single year. We've been doing it for, I would say, consistently for about 6 years now. And, you know, I did it, you know, a lot when I was younger as well in my youth. My next door neighbor, every July 4th night, you know, he would buy a huge truckload of fireworks. And we had, you know, I live right across the street from St. Suzanne Catholic School on the west side of Detroit, right off Joy Road next to Cody High School. And right across the street, since St. Suzanne was there, there was this huge open parking lot and just nothing but asphalt. So we would just go over there. We had a lot of space to do it and just, you know, light fireworks throughout the night. So what about you? What about you, Jack?
No, we leave it to the professionals in my family, probably for that exact reason. My dad's not a big fireworks guy. I usually like going to shows.
Right.
The problem is I always feel like they're too long. But, yeah, but no, I mean, I generally like fireworks. I'm bummed out I can't really see any this year because I'm working, but I like fireworks.
So will you be in Lansing then this week?
Yeah, I will be. Yep.
Oh, man, got to get that cheese, man. I respect that. I respect Jack's grind. Got to love that. But, yeah, it's amazing to me, especially, you know, I would make trips all the time when I was younger. My dad and, you know, my parents, they would always take my sister and I downtown Detroit every June for the Detroit fireworks. And it always amazed me just how long the Detroit fireworks would go. I mean, like, it would last literally like 25 minutes. And I'm like, oh my goodness, those boats must be just stacked with fireworks upon fireworks. So, yeah, it's a fun time. Dangerous time. Be safe, but fun time as well. All right. So, yesterday, for those that listened to the show yesterday, and again, much thanks to Diamond Leung. He was fantastic. Editor now for The Athletic. Former beat writer for the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, I know Diamond because, you know, he was a local reporter here in the area for MLive.com covering Michigan State sports. He is doing some awesome things. He joined us on yesterday's show, and we really kind of just tackled the big stories in free agency yesterday. You know, you got my thoughts on Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and DeAndre Jordan heading to the Brooklyn Nets, and, you know, much to the anger, the ire of New York Knicks fans out there that were really hoping to land at least Kevin Durant, right? But that did not happen. So we covered that. You know, we talked with Diamond about whether or not the Golden State Warriors dynasty is over. And I touched on a few other big moves. Still waiting on the biggest name next to, or I should say alongside Kevin Durant when it comes to NBA free agency. Where will Kawhi Leonard go? You know, he is that guy right now, that dude in the association. Just won an NBA championship, the first ever NBA title for Toronto in the country of Canada. Will he stay or will he go? Reports out there saying that Kawhi Leonard is heavily leaning towards joining LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Los Angeles Lakers. But Kawhi is taking his time. In typical Kawhi fashion, again, it's hard to guess what Kawhi Leonard is going to do because he's so private. You know, he doesn't like really talking to the media. It's hard to read Kawhi Leonard. So I wouldn't be surprised on anything that Kawhi Leonard decides to do come free agency. He'll be making his decision soon, I'm sure, but I wouldn't be surprised when it comes to anything when it comes to Kawhi Leonard. But I want to touch on an interesting move that I didn't expect. I didn't see this coming. As the Detroit Pistons decided to sign Derrick Rose to a 2-year deal. Now, Derrick Rose certainly had some glory years, didn't he? I mean, at one point in the career of Derrick Rose, he was arguably the best player in the league. He was the league MVP during those glory Chicago Bulls years. I mean, so fun to watch, so explosive. I mean, he had a great mid-range jumper, but what we really knew Derrick Rose for was his incredible handle, that crazy first step, and his ability, his special ability to finish at the basket. And then the decline of Derrick Rose happened when he tore his ACL. and he was just never quite the same, you know. And when you have an injury like that, you know, when you tear your ACL, and no matter what sport it is, especially a sport like basketball where your legs are everything, right? And, you know, we've seen football players, countless football players tear ACLs. You know, there's always a bit of a hesitation. Now, again, I've never torn my ACL, but you hear from those that have done it, you know, that you're always cautious. You know, it's always in the back of your mind. You know, should I put, you know, that much pressure on my leg again? You know, and Derrick Rose is all about explosiveness. And that affected his game. But I think since that injury, and, you know, he's coming off a stint with the Minnesota Timberwolves, I think that Derrick Rose has done a really good job of putting the wheels back on the track. And, you know, also news was released concerning this move that Ish Smith has now signed a 2-year deal with the Washington Wizards. Now, I was a big Ish Smith fan. I am a big Ish Smith fan because, you know, when you look at Ish Smith, especially when you evaluate the injury to Reggie Jackson, Ish Smith came right in and was able to kind of hold down the fort at that point guard position. Now, we eventually saw that Ish Smith is not suited to be a starting point guard in today's NBA, but he is an explosive player coming off the bench and a player that can give you instant energy. He's more comfortable coming off the bench than being a starter. And we saw that. You know, I was hoping that Ish would be a guy who could prove himself as a starter in the league, but that's just not his game. He's more suited of coming off the bench and providing some relief in when it comes to stagnant play for whatever team that is. And, you know, Ish signed a 2-year deal, just $2 million shy from the deal that Derrick Rose signed with the Detroit Pistons. And, you know, looking at Derrick Rose, he is actually, when you look at the numbers, because I'm a fan of this move. There are many that aren't, though. And I understand those that aren't, but I just ask you to just ponder these numbers just for a moment. Derrick Rose is actually coming off the most efficient season of his career. You know, I highlighted on Monday's Current Sports how Derrick Rose had that turn back the clock game in which he scored 50 points. You know, that was such a special moment because we all know the highs and lows that Derrick Rose has gone through in his career. But that was such a special moment because, again, he looked like the Derrick Rose rocking that Chicago Bulls jersey back in the day when he won MVP. He scored 50 points one night as the Timberwolves took on the Utah Jazz. And it was such a memorable moment that it was nominated at the NBA Awards for moment of the year. And when you really look at the numbers, last season's numbers for Derrick Rose, again, most efficient season of his career. He shot 50.9% on two-pointers, which helped produce a career-high true shooting percentage of 55.7%. Now, those numbers mean nothing if you can't compare it to someone else's. So why not, you know, compare it to those of Ish Smith? So Ish Smith, by comparison, shot 45.5% on two-pointers. Again, Derrick Rose at 50.9% in that area. And had Ish Smith had a true shooting percentage of 48.5%. And again, I just noted how Derrick Rose had a true shooting percentage of 55.7%. So, Smith's numbers, when you look at those two percentages, are down from a career best 52.5% back in 2017-18, that year. So when you look at efficiency, Derrick Rose was pretty darn efficient last season. Actually, again, the most efficient shooting season of his career, which is amazing to me. I had no idea. Now, I'm not saying that Derrick Rose is going to, you know, put on that Detroit Pistons jersey and just be absolutely lights out for this team and be that same player that we saw during the Chicago Bulls days. And let's be frank here. I mean, Derrick Rose is also injury prone as well. You know, after that ACL injury, he came back and had another injury where he had to sit out some time. You know, then he came back and produced some good numbers, then had another injury. And then last season, Rose actually missed 31 games. Now, not serious. It wasn't a serious injury last season. These, you know, since the ACL injury, you know, they haven't been too, the injuries that Derrick Rose has had, haven't been too serious. You know, they've caused him to sit out some time, but he's come back. And that's the only thing I'm worried about here. And I think that's why the Pistons decided to sign Tim Frazier to provide some kind of security here. And Tim Frazier isn't, you know, he's not a game changer, so to speak. But if something does happen to Derrick Rose, you know, you got Tim Frazier there maybe to come in and give him, you know, give some minutes. And then, yeah, there's Reggie Jackson. And Reggie Jackson, you know, he will be, I think the Pistons are just waiting until his contract is done, because come next summer, Reggie Jackson, this time next year, he will be a free agent. So I just think that Tom Gores and company, they have gotten to the point now where they have heard the criticism. I mean, goodness. I mean, when you turn on any, if you turned on any Detroit Pistons game last season and you saw or heard, you know, from the announcer that Ish Smith was checking in, you could hear from your TV. And those that attended games, you could hear it right then and there. You were probably one of the fans going out of your mind and cheering once Reggie Jackson took a seat on that bench, because he is just a frustrating player to watch. He really is. I mean, Reggie Jackson is a ball hog. We all know that. Reggie Jackson has always been, you know, a player that is talented. He can score. Reggie Jackson, don't get me wrong, Reggie Jackson can score. But he just forces the situation far too often, and he makes the wrong basketball play. As a starting point guard in the league, you have to find that fine balance, because it is a guard-driven league now where those guards that are successful have found the balance of being a scorer but also getting teammates involved. If you don't find that balance and you're too heavy in either of those areas, you are going to hurt your team when it comes to the way that the game is played in 2019. And Reggie Jackson, you know, for a moment, I thought he was understanding it. There was a moment, understand Van Gundy, when Reggie came back from an injury, where I thought that, or I should say before he got injured, where I thought that Reggie was understanding it. He started to find that balance, you know, his assists were up, and he was averaging around like 17 points per game. And I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. Then he got injured. And then when he comes back, it's like, you know, he forgot all about being a true point guard. And he just hogged the ball, you know, taking way too many shots, going to the lane, out of control, throwing the ball up at the hoop. Just frustrating. And that's the Reggie Jackson that we have been seeing these last two seasons now. So I get it, Pistons fans. I am incredibly frustrated whenever I see Reggie Jackson on the floor as well. But at this point, you know, you look at things and say, all right, he's got one more year left where, all right, we can just play out this season and then he'll be a free agent and just let him, you come this far, it's just like, all right, let's just let him play out this contract. It's going to be frustrating, and I hope, this is my best case scenario. I hope, and I'm sure Reggie Jackson heard all the criticism. You know, he heard the boos and I should say the cheers anytime he checked out the game and Ish Smith came in. You know, I'm pretty sure he's read social media. He's heard this chatter. It's impossible not to, you know, when media is all around you in 2019. So maybe there's a chance that Reggie has heard the criticism and he alters his game a bit come next season. But I'm not betting on it. That's just best case scenario. But overall, I love this move. Even if this move proves to be one in which Derrick Rose goes out there and is just an average guard, you know, let's just say Derrick Rose does eventually, you know, as the year goes out and it plays out next season, and we look back at how Derrick Rose played in his first season in Detroit, even if his numbers are down from last year and he takes a quote unquote backseat. What takes two steps back, I should say. At the very least, I think Derrick Rose, because there is excitement surrounded around this move, and what I've read on social media from fans out there, at the very least, Derrick Rose will put butts in the seat. He is that kind of a name, you know, and coupled with Blake Griffin, I'm excited to see how well Derrick Rose and Blake Griffin play how well those two play on the floor together. And I'm just hoping, that Rose can stay healthy. But again, at the very least, Derrick Rose is still a big enough name in the NBA. And, you know, it was kind of a while ago, but not quite a long, long time ago, where Derrick Rose was one of the most compelling names and one of the most dominant guards in the NBA. To the standpoint that I believe that he will bring some eyeballs and put some butts in the seat come next season. I'm just hoping that he can turn back the clock a bit. Maybe even if it's just like, you know, 15 nights throughout next season for the Pistons. I'm hoping that we see Derrick Rose, the Derrick Rose of old, on some nights in the NBA. But we'll see. But I have to make this point before we hit what will be our final break here on Today's Current Sports. I do want to make this point, because I've been asked about this move, and I've been asked about, you know, the outlook for the Pistons' future here. All the Pistons can do, because the Pistons are in the most dangerous spot that you can be, in my eyes, in today's NBA. They are in that spot where they are not bad enough where they can start tanking, you know, where they can just take some nights off, tank, and then hope for a big pick come next year's NBA draft lottery. They're not that bad. Heck, they made the playoffs last year. But also, let's be real here. This Detroit Pistons team is a team that is not going to compete for an NBA championship next season. They are far from that area as well. So they're not horrible. They're not, you know, one of the bottom, you know, basement teams of the NBA. But they're not one of the best. So you're in that middle gray area, which is so dangerous, because, you know, you either do two things as an owner. You know, you look at that and say, all right, well, should we just ship out all of our big names and start from scratch and become, yes, one of those bottom basement teams and get big picks, you know, and rebuild this thing from scratch? Or do we say, all right, we got a stud in Blake Griffin. You know, we got, you know, Andre Drummond, who is an above average big man. Reggie Jackson is a scorer. We just got Derrick Rose. Okay, or do you look at this thing and say, all right, let's just cross our fingers and hope for the best. You know, we're in that gray area. Let's see if we can make the playoffs again. So that is the most dangerous position you can be in today's NBA, because you're kind of in limbo. You know, you're stuck in the middle. You don't know what to do. And that is a position that can really hinder you and cause you to just chase your tail for many, many years to come. So, Jack, you just chimed in and said, yeah, start from scratch. Yeah, become one of those basement teams. Sell the assets that you have right now. And I can't argue with you, man, because it's frustrating. Even though, you know, I felt good watching my Pistons for the, you know, in the playoffs for the first time in a long time last season. But it's like, man, you know, at the end of the day, how does that make you feel? Because you got swept. They got swept, right? They didn't win 1-1.
No, they got swept.
They got swept. They got swept, yeah, by the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, the team that landed Zion had like a 6% chance at landing him. So
exactly,
it was possible.
So and this is the other thing as well. And this is the point that I made on the air with Diamond as well yesterday. It's like, no longer are you guaranteed to land a top 1, 2, 3 or a top 5 pick in today's NBA. Tanking, you aren't necessarily, there's a chance that you aren't going to be rewarded for tanking on any given NBA year. So it's confusing, man. As a fan too, I mean, you look at it and say, my goodness, okay, yeah, Derrick Rose is here, Blake Griffin, but it's like, you know, in your heart, I know in my heart as a fan, that I have no shot. My team has no shot of competing for a ring.
Yeah,
it's discouraging.
No, it is, absolutely. And you know what? I said that kind of jokingly, that the Pistons should blow it up, because I just feel like they're too far down the road now at this point to blow it up.
It's like you're too far in, right?
Yeah,
you're in
I mean, I would have blown it up as opposed to trading for Blake Griffin. in all honesty, right? And I mean, Blake Griffin holds some value that if they decide to move on from him, they could get a lot for him and it could accelerate a rebuild. But I don't see it from the Pistons at this point in time because, you know, for the point you just mentioned, the Pistons will make the playoffs again next year, I think.
I believe they will too. I believe the Pistons will too because you play in now the East is becoming a little bit more jacked now. All right, you got some more superstars coming in. I mean, I'm curious to see what the Nets do, even without Kevin Durant. You know, he's going to sit out all the next season. I'm still curious to see what the Nets do out in the East. But the East is still the easier of the two conferences. And I think that when you look at this roster for the Pistons, they should make the playoffs. As to how far they go, who knows? Who knows? I don't see them going deep. They're not favorites to go deep in the playoffs in my eyes. But I mean, it's just a really dangerous spot to be in right now for the Pistons. But as far as Derrick Rose is concerned, and Connor Mathis also has some thoughts. As far as Derrick Rose is concerned, Connor, I still think that this is a, you know, this is a pretty good move for the Pistons. I think that Derrick Rose is going to be a better guard than Ish Smith. No knock to Ish, because Ish came in and I love his energy coming off the bench. But again, when you look at the numbers of efficiency and scoring. And I think Derrick Rose, we saw that last year with Minnesota. He has that perfect balance when it comes to scoring and getting others involved. I think this is a good move for the Pistons to sign Derrick Rose. Connor?
Yeah, I really think it's a good move, too. I mean, at the absolute worst, you're getting a proven veteran guard to come off the bench, and maybe at best you get someone who's splitting minutes with Reggie. Now, is he going to play the full season? Probably not. He's getting older and he has the injury history, but I think it's a good move for the Pistons. It's a good value move. You know, $7.5 million a year over 2 years. That's a great move. And then I think it gives you some, you know, wiggle room if down the line you decide, you know, Reggie Jackson isn't cutting it and you want to ship him midseason. It's not like you're going to go in with a blank void at point guard now. So, I mean, I think it gives them a little bit of flexibility. But, I kind of agree with Jack. I think they should blow it up to some extent. I think at this point you've committed a little bit to Blake Griffin. Mm-hmm. So maybe try to do kind of like what we saw the Heat do early on in this free agency period is pick like maybe one guy to try to maximize your window around and gut everything else. So gotcha. Like get rid of Andre Drummond, get rid of Reggie Jackson, and see what you can do with the team around Blake Griffin, because Blake's days of being ultra elite are not very many left. And you know,
take
advantage of it, and you know, in a couple of years if Blake falls off a cliff, then you can really just hit a hard reset. So
yeah, definitely. Okay, let's go to our phone lines right now. We've got John from Lansing on line one. John, you are on Current Sports.
Good afternoon. How you guys doing, Al? What's going on?
Doing good, man. Happy Tuesday to you, brother.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, Al, I hate to use this analogy, but you know, there's guys in these used car lots all over Detroit, Lansing, and whatever. They sell these cars, and you got to watch it. Some of these cars have what's called an orange title. Mm-hmm. And buyer beware, an orange title, and some of these cars are in good shape. Now, I had to describe Derrick Rose as a Rolls Royce with an orange title. I mean, I would love to have a Rolls Royce.
But yeah.
Orange title. Okay. I'm going to keep going, okay?
Yeah.
Now with Jackson, he doesn't have that bad boy description like Blake does. And Blake, to me, is like a Rick Mahorn in disguise. He has that bad boy mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And and not only that, when I went down to the season opener of Caesars Palace, beautiful arena, one of the best in the country.
Yeah,
I got to give it off to Detroit Quicken. I mean, that's a beautiful arena.
It is. It's so sad. It's gonna, you know, it's gonna be demolished very soon, John. It's being demolished.
What,
because I think they're going to make it like a that whole area out in Auburn Hills. They're going to make it like a some kind of business. We brought the headline last week on Current Sports, but it's being demolished because, you know, the Pistons' new home in of course partnership with the Detroit Red Wings. They're both sharing Little Caesars Arena downtown Detroit now, so it is beautiful too. It's a shame that it's going to be torn down soon. So I'm with you on that, John.
Yeah, well, that's sad, but still, a Little Caesars, I just love that arena. It's one of the marquee arenas in the NBA.
It is. Yeah.
But when I got to see the season opener with the New York Nets and LeVert, I hate to see him when he got that. I was saddened by his injury after I got to see him after the last couple of weeks because he was blowing it up.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that season opener back in October.
Right. Definitely. Karis, I thought that Karis was going to have a big year before that injury happened, unfortunately, to start the season, John. Definitely. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and he put on a show. I mean, he really schooled Jackson. I'm sorry. And then I got down, then I came down to see Milwaukee when they played, and their guards, Jenny. That was the NBA at its finest to see Milwaukee. I mean, and I would love to see Detroit get to that type of team, you know, but to emulate something like that. But I did. But with Derrick Rose, hey, the Pistons, they're not going to lose on him. But he's the orange title. But right. I don't think they're going to lose him. I think this is a good bet, you know. So I'm not going to hold you up, Al. I just wanted to, you know, get my little 2 cents in there. And happy holidays to you guys, okay?
Hey, same to you. Appreciate it, John. Great call. I like that. I like that comparison, Jack, because, like I said, I mean, Derrick Rose, he's a Rolls Royce back in the day. He's a used Rolls Royce. He's got some problems, though. You know what I mean? Like, you know, orange title, they call like an orange title a – my pops, you know, he's big into cars. He's just, you know, orange title is basically a distressed vehicle. It's been through a lot.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get on that Bell Tire Rewards program. That way, when you keep coming back, you get some, you know, you save a little money that way.
Exactly.
I took my car over today. I was having some issues with it, and I just saw it. And it, you know, it kind of pertains to Derrick Rose.
It does. It definitely does. Now, again, Derrick Rose, he used to be a really pristine Rolls Royce, you know, new right off the lot, you know, beautiful. And then he had some problems, had some engine problems. So, but you know, he's still running. He's still running. So let's hope that again, we can see, you know, I'm not saying every single night, but if he just gives the Pistons, you know, 15, 20 great nights, you know, Bulls-esque nights, that will be fun to watch. I'm looking forward to it. Okay. Let's hit our final break. And we come back. You'll get my thoughts on Hunter Rising now playing JUCO football. I'll explain that. And also, the University of Michigan football team. Better odds to win the national championship than Ohio State?
House always wins.
Yeah, that's true. We'll be right back. All right, exactly 10 minutes left here on this Tuesday edition of Current Sports. Again, the final live show of the week, holiday right around the corner. We will have best of shows on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. All right. Hunter Rising. His name has been said a lot these past 2 weeks. Former Michigan State wide receiver, son of, you know, Michigan State legend, Andre Bad Moon Rising. Hunter transferred from Michigan State, went to Kansas State, and he got into a pickle out there. He was actually arrested for domestic battery while at Kansas State. He never played a down while he was there. And, you know, the school and Hunter decided to mutually part ways. Hunter put his name back into the transfer portal. And on June 30th, so a few days ago, on Sunday, he announced that he will be heading to California to play junior college ball at Fullerton College. Now, I will say this. I have a question, Jack. I don't understand. Now, we pretty much guessed. I guessed that Hunter will probably play JUCO ball come next season. After everything that happened at Kansas State, you know, looking at this whole domestic battery situation, I question whether or not there was going to be a Division I program out there that would have given this young man a shot to play football. So when he announced that he was going to a junior college, I said, yeah, that makes sense. No brainer there. But I don't understand why this particular program, because I didn't know until yesterday that, you know, Fullerton is actually in the midst of a 2-year probation after forfeiting their 2017 national championship and all of its 2018 wins due to their use of ineligible players. So, knowing that you got some problems at Kansas State, why would you go to a program that is going through this kind of drama? You know, forfeiting the 2017 season wins, consequently losing the national championship and forfeiting, you know, last season's victories due to ineligible players. Why would you, a player like you who has some drama and some baggage, clearly, why would you go to a program like Fullerton that also has some drama, pretty serious drama and baggage as well? Because you're going to get the football more? I don't understand that, Jack.
I'll be honest with you. Considering it's only a JUCO, I don't think Hunter Rison cares about that very much.
Obviously, he doesn't. Yeah.
I think it has strictly to do with fit on the field. Just because, you know what I mean? The program itself, Fullerton College, they can be in all kinds of trouble in terms of, you know, their football program, but it's just a JUCO. It's a 1-year stop for him, ideally, right? And if he plays well and he stays out of trouble, even if the program's in turmoil, he's still going to get offers, I would presume.
So
to that standpoint, I'm not sure it really matters if Fullerton's in trouble and they're on probation if Hunter Rison plays well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if he plays well, that's all that matters, right? You're in junior college. You're just there to get some touches, pass some stats, and then possibly get another D1 shot. So, but yeah, that's just kind of JUCO ball. That's kind of the rep that it gets too. I mean, you know, I was joking with Connor yesterday and, you know, Last Chance U. Have you seen Last Chance U on Netflix?
Oh, I love it, but I wish they were still at East Mississippi because the other coach is, what was his name, Jason Brown, the white guy? He's just such a clown.
Yeah, what, Jason
Brown? He was the worst.
Some news concerning Jason Brown. I don't know if you saw this.
I did.
But he's in a pickle right now.
Yeah, well, he was fired.
He was let go. Even though this upcoming season, I saw the trailer. Well, I saw on not the trailer. I saw a tweet update concerning the new season of Last Chance U, which premieres the middle of this month. Jason Brown, they're going to be following Independence College and Independence Community College. And so I guess they're going to cover the whole situation about how he was let go. But he was let go, according to the Parsons Sun. Jason Brown stole the identity of a lawyer from the late Johnny Cochran's law firm. Johnny Cochran is the former lawyer of O.J. Simpson back in the 90s. Remember that whole big case? You know, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. That the famous Johnny Cochran line. Yeah, he stole the identity of a lawyer from Johnny Cochran's law firm in an attempt to intimidate a local paper away from writing unflattering stories of his time at Independence Community College. Brown, he quote-unquote resigned from ICC over questions of mistreating players, allegedly sent cease and desist emails to the Montgomery County Chronicle and the Independence Daily Reporter from a Yahoo account with a similar address to the Johnny Cochran law firm.
You mean to tell me, out of all the law firms in the United States or on Earth, he picked Johnny Cochran's to imitate?
He picked
this dude in the middle of what? Is he in Kansas? Picked Johnny Cochran's law firm?
Yes.
My goodness.
Oh boy,
man,
it's pretty funny, man. It is hilarious. That's a hilarious story, actually. But I enjoyed Jason Brown. I enjoyed Buddy Stevens, right? Buddy Stevens was the first coach that they covered. He's
psychotic.
He was at East Mississippi's Community College.
Yeah.
They're both psychotic, but you got to find their personality because that's what drives ratings. And Jason Brown being like, you know, from the hood, from Compton, California, that was cool to see. But
is that why he went with Johnny Cochran?
Maybe. Maybe he thinks he's a brother. I don't know. I have no idea. But to Jack's point, though, that is why I'm with you. I think that's why it doesn't matter what kind of baggage that school has, I guess. You're just there trying to get as many touches as possible. And it still just frustrates me when looking at where Hunter is right now in his college career. Because, if he would have just stuck it out at Michigan State, he would have been one of the premier players on that Michigan State roster. I really, truly believe that. He's a talented young man. Who was just frustrated with touches. He went on, and again, this is coming from his mouth. He did a local radio interview and said that he was frustrated with the lack of touches he was receiving. So, and to that I say some young kids who are talented just are impatient, and they want that glory now. And it's a process. You were coming in as a freshman. I still think as a freshman, he got some pretty good touches. So, and who knows what's going to come of this domestic battery situation out at Kansas State, but it's under investigation, and Hunter maintains that he did nothing wrong. So I don't know. The story is still being written when it comes to Hunter Rising. Man, I really want to touch on these two stories too, because I don't know if you guys have seen the story concerning Colin Kaepernick and this whole the whole shoe situation. Apparently, Nike put out like a July 4th shoe called the Betsy Ross flag sneaker, and Colin Kaepernick had a problem with it because it donned like the old American flag in which the stars are like going around in a circle, and Cap said I'm offended by that because that flag was produced to represent the United States during a time in which slavery was still legal. So he voiced that to the Nike execs, and the Nike execs said, okay, done. We will not sell that shoe anymore. It is causing quite the uproar. And with less than a minute left, go to Twitter. I'll give my thoughts. Because we don't have a live show for the rest of the week, I'm going to weigh in on that on Twitter. All right, folks? And then also U of M. Being the Big Ten favorite, To have the best odds of winning a national championship next year. I just think that's comical, man. I think that's just so comical on a lot of different levels, dude. I mean, come on.
House always wins, man.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll see.
You're right.
New coach in Ohio State. I still think their roster's way better than Michigan's, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Time will tell for sure. All right, folks. Have a great holiday. Again, celebrate responsibly. Have a great July 4th, and we'll see you next week. Be easy, people.